This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we'll see you back. I'm Dr. Dahlia. Oh, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. In the studio today, we got Ooze. This is Uzi. Oh, my God, Uzi. Oh, Uzi's so pretty. And the reason why Uzi, I know you're so pretty. Oh, you're so pretty. The reason why Uzi here is because I'm going to show you guys how to examine your dog. Now, this is a little hard because I'm trying to do this while on air and keep my ear things on. So, Jason, Daniel, you'll just have to kind of holler at me because I might have to take my ear things off as she runs. So, a lot of us have pets, and a lot of us love our pets. Some of us don't love our pets. If you don't love your pet, you don't even have to watch this. It's totally okay. But for those of us who love our pets, because it's awesome, it's so cute, hey, I'm going to show you guys how to just do some basic exams on the pet. Now, there's a lot of wives' tale. Oh, my gosh! Okay, this is... So there's a lot of wives' tale. Okay, I'm going to take off my ears, okay? So just scream really loud, Daniel, when I need to. Okay, so a lot of people think that the nose has to be cold or warm. It's okay. Her nose, noses could be warm, noses could be cold. It's totally fine. The next thing I do to check out my little dog, oh, my God, my dog is so cute, is I like to look at the eyes. Now, the eyes, we look for the white. We want to look, make sure that the eyes are white, that the sclera are white. That's called sclera. And Uzi don't want me to look at the eyes. Oh, my God. Okay, she doesn't want me to look at the eyes, which is okay. Anyway, I looked at her eyes are white. The next thing I like to do with the dog is to see if they are fat. Okay? So Uzi, overweight. Oh, my God, Uzi. It's okay, Uzi. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Shh, shh. You go, girl. So they say one way to tell if your dog is fat is if you have trouble feeling the ribs. Uzi, where's your ribs? Uzi, Uzi got big tissue. Ooh, got big tissue. Okay, that's okay. Let's wait. Okay, that's right. Then you want to look at the mouth. Because obviously, if your dog doesn't have a big tushy, and if the dog is a little underweight, you want to look at the teeth. So what I do to look at the teeth is I like to kind of go like this so I can see the teeth. Can everybody see the teeth? Oh, my God, you got a lot of teeth. Oh, my God. And you don't want to get bit when you look at the teeth because they don't really like you looking at the teeth. Sorry, my buddy's texting. So what you have to do is you have to act like you're about to feed them. And then like that. See, so, ooze, I am going to give you big eats. See? And now I get to look at the teeth. She's like, oh, my God, give me big eats. Okay? And then with the teeth, you can see all the canines and the inside. Oh, my God, those are nice teeth. But I like to look at the gums. Sorry, we're texting. Oh, my God, did I just lose our Facebook Live? Oh, my God, where is that? So, okay, well, I don't know. Am I still on? Oh, my God, Uzi, you see what happened? There we go. Okay, good. So then I like to also check for lymph glands. So I go like this to check for lymph glands, and I look around. And then I also check under the arms. And then I don't like to really check the titties because she'll pee-pee on me, right? You got titties. You got titties. Okay. Now, a normal heart rate for a dog is, I think, between 100 anywhere, actually, it could be between, I've seen some dogs up to the 200s. But I think a normal heart rate for a dog is about 100 to 160. I should have my friend Cindy pipe in because she knows. If you got a puppy, puppies are younger, so puppies' heart rates are going to be about 160 to 200, right? Sometimes they go up to 220. It doesn't mean they're an AFib. Now, your older dogs or your bigger dogs are going to have a slower heart rate. But with Uzi, because she's all excited, because she's on air, because she's so busy. Yeah, she's so busy. Her heart rate's kind of a little fast right now. But I like to listen to her heart. So I got my stethoscope here in between all my day, and then I could go ahead and I can listen to it. Now, when I do listen, let's assume this is on. What I do, and I take this sucker, and I go like right here, see? Right here. And then I can listen to her. These have to be in the ears when you do that, okay? Now, the paw. There's a little paw. By the way, she does need grooming. I am fully aware that her tushy needs grooming. Boy, does her tushy need grooming. So with her paw, these paws people think are like bulletproof, like Iron Man material. They're not. They could still burn. They could still get hurt. And when the dog licks the paw, sometimes it doesn't mean there's a thorn in them. Sometimes it just means that they're stressed. So when they're stressed, they lick their paw. So Mama Ooze over here will sometimes lick her paws when I'm about to take her to the groomer because she doesn't want to be groomed because she likes stinky dudgy. You like stinky dudgy. Okay, so I like to check the paws. Hey, look at the paw. Look, touch the paw. Okay. Oh, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, like, okay. So dogs don't like it when you touch the paws, so don't touch the paws. But I have to because I'm your mommy. Another thing they say is smell your dog's breath. Okay, let me smell your breath. Oh my god, it's so stinky. Oh my god, it's so stinky. Okay, so smelling your dog's breath, unfortunately, can also kind of clue you in that there could be some medical issues. A lot of people ask me about the darkness of the eyes, like the or the discoloration. A lot of times animals, they have, I think they're called porphyrins, that come out in the tears and things like that. And so these things will stain their eyes and stain their mouth. If they always look like that, and it's kind of normal for them, it's normal. But when you start to see more, then you have to worry about fungal infections, bacterial infections, or other types of infections. So if they have more, oh my God, you breathe too much. If they overstain, then that's an issue. Okay, and then you can always examine the tissue. Now, I don't really like to examine the tissue because, oh my gosh, a lot of stuff comes out of the tissue. But with the tissue, you want to make sure that their glands aren't swollen, that they don't have any bleeding and things like that. And a lot of times you want to make sure that there's no poo-poo. Now, we are not going to show her the tissue just very quickly and then, tushy! Okay, good. And so with that, you want to make sure because if there is kind of poo-poo and stuff like that, it kind of hurts. So you always want to kind of clean up the poo-poo. And then the tail. You want to make sure that nobody hurts the tail because she really likes the tail. She wags the tail. And then I don't really know what else I do with an exam on my Mama Ooze because she is my Oozie and she's like so precious to me. I forget, there's also, there was something else I wanted to talk about. Okay, so how do you get your dog to lose weight? Well, one, you have to make sure she doesn't eat the cat food. Okay, I have cats, so she eats the cat food, which is a big problem. Number two, you just basically have to, you know, lay down the law. So this is how we're going to do it. Okay, ready? No more eats. No more eats. You eat too much. Yeah, you eat too much. Can you kiss your dog? Is it okay to kiss the dog? No. Dog's mouths are dirty. Dog's mouths are filthy. A dog's mouth is not cleaner than yours. Why? Because this dog right here eats my cat's poop. And she, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. You eat the cat poo-poo. So she eats the cat poo-poo. And so if I kiss her, that means I get cat poo-poo in my mouth. Right? Is that what happened? Yeah. Oh, she embarrassed. Oh, my God, she embarrassed. Wait, Uzi ready to go because she has to go pee-pee. I can tell she has to go pee-pee. So say goodbye, bye, Uzi. And we will be back after a few minutes. Let me see if we're... Hold on a second. Are we on music yet? No. Okay. All right. So we'll be back. Hold on. Bye. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello. I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Yeah, if I do need more exciting guests. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're just talking about dogs. They say that a healthy man was licked by his dog. Unfortunately, he died within weeks. I hate these stories. Because the dogs, they always kiss, and they do kissies, and they do lickies, and all that. Fortunately, a 63-year-old man in Germany showed up in the hospital with a burning sensation in his left leg and muscle pain in both. He had flu-like symptoms, had trouble breathing. He also had petechiae, little blood splinter. We call them like little blood bursts under the skin. They look like bleeding capillaries, and his legs look discolored. So, you know, you hear this, you're thinking sepsis. This guy has an infection that's spread through the body. His heart rate was stable. Then he had a temperature of 102. But he was having labored breathing. He had trouble breathing because he wasn't getting enough oxygen to his tissue. Also, his kidneys started to fail. So doctors had absolutely no idea what was going on. They did suspect some sort of bacteria, but he had no open wounds. And he didn't have meningitis, an infection of the brain. So it wasn't until the fourth day in the hospital that the culture came back, because these cultures take a few days to grow. And it revealed that the man had a type of bacteria found in the saliva of healthy dogs and cats. It's a kind of bacteria that's usually only transmitted to humans if they are bitten. And so I don't know if it's Pasteurella or I have to look it up. Unfortunately, though, he ends up dying. So this paper was published in the European Journal of Case Reports, where a healthy man ends up dying because of the dog's saliva. And the hospital determined that he went into severe kidney injury, liver dysfunction, rhabdomyolysis, where the muscle tissue starts to disintegrate. And he had a buildup of lactic acid in his bloodstream. Once he was transferred to the ICU, he was diagnosed as having severe sepsis with skin death and blood clotting. Also diagnosed with purpura fulminans. So he was given antibiotics, but his health took a rapid decline. Worse over the next 30 hours, got brain disease, paralysis, blood clotting, went into cardiac arrest. He had low blood pressure. Medical staff tried to give him blood, platelets. And finally they found, here we go, got the bacteria name, Campylobacter cannamorphosis. Pasteurella get from cats. Campylobacter cannamorphosis comes from dogs. So they added another antibiotic as well as an antifungal treatment. Too late. His extremities had already gone through gangrene and brain swell due to lack of oxygen. It's rare. This is rare. And from what we understand, he was healthy. He didn't really have immune issues. Now, maybe he was healthy because he never went to the doctor. I mean, my father was fairly healthy, but it's because he never went to the doctor and got diagnosed with anything. So researchers say that if you own a cat or dog and you get flu-like symptoms, you need to quickly find medical care when the symptoms surpass what looks like a normal flu. Approximately 25% of people with this C. cannamorphosis die. So it can be complicated. Now, last year, remember there was a Wisconsin man. He lost his legs, hands, and nose after contracting the same bacteria from his dog's saliva. He is alive still and has prosthesis. In July, there was an Ohio woman. She woke up from a coma caused by this same bacteria. I think, was she the one on the couch? But she was just sleepy and the dog had licked her? But see, usually there's an open wound. I want to know, how did this guy get the saliva? Now, a lot of us do, you know, kiss our dogs or share food. I just had Uzi. I do kiss the dog, but I really don't kiss the dog on the mouth. I kiss her on the head. I might do furfies. You know, are those furfies where you go, where you like blow, like, you know, into her tummy? I don't know if she likes the furfies, but she does. So, you know, we assume that our dogs are as healthy as they can be, and like I said, have cleaner mouths than we do. That's not true. Dogs' mouths are dirty. Dogs are dirty. They have different bacteria that work for them. You know, dogs can even get the flu. There's dog flu. So the one thing I want to bring up with this is we're in flu season, and boy, are there some nasty bugs. I'm licensed in multiple states, and so I'm seeing and hearing a lot of illness. And today I got a call from somebody whose daughter had the flu, but and on anti-flu medicine, but it's day 5. And the kid still has a fever. I'm like, no. Flu fever usually doesn't last more than a couple days. Especially if you're on treatment. Flu, I mean, I couldn't see it going past 3 days if you're on Tamiflu or antivirals. So if you're having a fever for 5 days, that's a problem. You got to get yourself checked out. Now, you'll hear of these flu deaths. Every now and then a state is saying, you know, we've had our first flu death, or our city's had our first flu death. I think where I live, we've had 3 flu deaths. There's influenza B that's pretty prominent, but now the A is starting to come. And, you know, people ask, well, you know, when do you have to call the doctor? When do you have to run and get seen? And this is a question that keeps getting brought up the more and more people don't have access to doctors. We have probably one of the worst access problems. And it, even in the insured population, you have people with outright insurance, but their deductible is so damn high that they would have to spend $250, $300 just to walk in to their doctor or a minute clinic or whatever, that they don't go. I've never seen insured patients afraid to go to the doctor. It shows you we have a huge problem. And so my worry is, with this guy here, that was sick for 4 or 5 days until they finally realized what it was. And then he, well, maybe he was sick a few days before that, but 4 or 5 days can be too long. So here you are listening to this going, oh, wait a second, if the flu, the fever lasts a few days, so I waited out, and I still have a fever 4 or 5 days, how do I know I didn't wait too late? So I'm of the mindset that if you have a fever, you go and get checked out. Don't assume it's the flu. See, people die from the flu many ways. It's not the actual flu. Many times what happens is you get a pneumonia. Not many times, but rarely. If somebody's going to die from the flu, the number one cause of that would be a pneumonia. They have the flu, they got an infection in the lungs, whether it's viral or bacterial, and then they end up not being able to breathe and get the oxygen they need, and they die of a pneumonia. Or they get a secondary infection that could go into sepsis. But one of the biggest causes of death that I believe happens with the flu is it's misdiagnosed as a flu. Somebody goes, I have a fever and I am so achy and I have a headache. I feel horrible. So it's flu season. A lazy medical provider would be like, oh, you got the flu. Here. A good medical provider would say, let me make sure it's not the flu. Because if it isn't, I need to figure out what the hell's going on with you. So that doctor would swab for the flu. And if that flu test comes out negative, they need to figure out, is this guy going into meningitis, an encephalitis, a sepsis? So that's all fine and dandy when you have access to the doctor. What do you do, though, when you are being shunted to telemedicine? Now, I do telemedicine, and I love it. It's one of my favorite jobs I've ever had. I love doing telemedicine. But I got to tell you something. When I have a mom say, my two-year-old has a high fever, they've got the flu, I go, I can't say it's the flu. Well, she's got the flu, and she's tired, and she's just lying on the couch. That could be a number of things. That could be pneumonia. That could be a simple viral illness. It could be flu, but it could be sepsis. So I tell the parents, look, you know what? I can't say for sure it's a flu. I don't know what could be causing her fever, and I don't want to get it wrong. Take her in. Many of them don't want to take them in. You know, it's expensive. They have high deductibles. There's a long wait. Can we officially diagnose flu over the phone? Well, there are typical symptoms of the flu. It comes on all of a sudden. You can have a cough, but a dry cough, body aches, sometimes runny nose, sometimes sore throat, sometimes nausea, vomiting. Rarely a rash. You don't really see a rash. You don't really see a productive cough. But you do cough. And so my argument is you can never 100% be sure over the phone if somebody's got the flu. We'll give them the flu medicine, and we'll say if you get worse, go get checked out. But if I were you, if you get a really, 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 really bad fever, and it just doesn't seem like typical flu, I would say get that confirmed, because if not, it might not be flu. And that's the thing. You're down for the, when you have the flu, I mean, I've gotten the flu shot for years, but on a couple of the years when I didn't, you can't get out of bed. I mean, you are down for the count, so you don't know. You feel like you're going to die. When you have the flu, you feel like you're going to die. But how do you know it's flu, and how do you know it's not something else? So, and you know, so talk to your doctor about that and say, look, you know, I don't want to run to the doctor every time I have a fever, but I also don't want to be misdiagnosed as having the flu if I don't. 1-877-DR-TELLY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge is blocking President Trump's requirement that illegal immigrants have health insurance to prove they can pay for medical treatment. U.S. District Court Judge Michael Simon issued the order Tuesday that blocks any State Department official from enforcing the policy the administration announced in October. Two big storms are moving across the country this Thanksgiving holiday, causing roads to be closed in some spots and delaying flights across the country. Todd Krause is with the National Weather Service.
Just want to let you know that we've got warnings issued all the way from Colorado and Wyoming through Minnesota up to upper Michigan, and for heavy snow and strong winds. So we're looking at 8 to 12 inches of snow. Winds maybe gusting to 30, 40 miles per hour.
A new storm is blowing in on the West Coast, putting 17 million people in Southern California and Arizona under flash flood watches. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Maybe, maybe. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, I hate these stories. There's a hospital in New Jersey, we're being told, that gave a kidney transplant to the wrong patient. I mean, what the heck are people doing? I mean, how do you screw up something like that? They have acknowledged a kidney transplant mix-up, according to a spokesperson. Both patients ultimately ended up receiving a kidney and are doing well. But officials at Virtua Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Camden, New Jersey, said that on November 18th, a 51-year-old patient underwent a successful kidney transplant. However, that organ was supposed to go to a different patient who was higher on the donor transplant list. And that patient had the same name and was around the same age. Are you kidding me? Same name. The next day, the hospital officials became aware of the mistake. The medical center voluntarily reported it to the Organ Procurement and Transportation Network and the New Jersey Department of Health, according to Daniel Moise, a spokesperson for Virtual Health, and he confirmed on Fox News. He said that the second patient received a successful transplant on Sunday, 6 days later. The good news, both individuals who were in need of a kidney got the kidney within a week of each other and are doing well. Okay, they lucked out. They really lucked out on that one. The medical director and the transplant coordinator visited the patient, who should have received the kidney last week in person, to offer their apologies as well as any additional support needed. Oh, I'm sure they were on it, and, you know, whatever you need. Well, I would have given them that kidney for free. Chief Clinical Officer Dr. Reginald Blauber released in a statement, "We have a profound responsibility to people who literally place their lives in our hands. Mistakes of this magnitude are rare, and despite the unusual circumstances of similar patient identities, additional verification would have prevented this error. This is an unprecedented event in our respected 40-plus year transplant program. Now it's all about PR, you know, putting out the fire. As an organization, they stay committed to safety and process. We immediately institute additional measures and educational reinforcement to help ensure this does not happen again. They're taking accountability and talking about issues openly and honestly as we learn and improve." We don't know if the patients have left the hospital yet. Some of you are like, "Well, I'm not going there." I would. I would still go to that hospital. In fact, I think going to that hospital now is probably going to be one of the best hospitals to go to. My guess is they are now going to double-check and cross-check every single thing. And look at that. Two people got kidney transplants. Apparently they've got the kidneys. I mean, they had them. This 51-year-old got it, and the other one got it. I mean, that's where I say it's an act of God. That other patient that might not have gotten the kidney transplant got it. But same name. Oh, there's lots of you guys out there with the same name. Now, nobody has the name Dahlia Wax. I don't think they do. There are Dahlias and there are Waxes. I don't think there's another Dahlia Wax. Well, because, again, Wax is my married name, and I don't even think anybody has my maiden name either. So that wouldn't happen to me. In terms of birthdays, I don't know. My birthday is pretty common. June 16, a lot of people have my birthday. Eddie Van Halen does. The woman on Dynasty, Joan Van Ark was her name? Or not Joan of Arc, maybe Joan of Arc too. Who else has my... Tupac had my birthday. Yeah, a lot of people have my birthday. But this is some slipshod, halfway stuff. And, we talk about how to protect yourself when this happens. I don't know. You know, I always say have an advocate there. Have somebody there that double checks, but most of the time they can't be in certain areas. They can't be in the OR. You know? And the other thing, too, is, you know, part of me wonders if the family, you're sitting there with your loved one, and, you know they need a kidney, and the doctor comes in and says, "We got a kidney for you. We're ready to go. We're going to do this today." You're like, "Oh, my gosh, yeah. Let's just verify. Yeah, so your birthday is blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, whatever. Yeah, give us a kidney." I mean, I wouldn't even be listening. I'd be like, "Just give us a kidney." So, and I'm not blaming the family, but, I mean, somebody was supposed to cross-check. That is some crazy stuff. So, you really need to be an advocate, or you need to be vocal. Or have a family member there that's vocal. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, ketamine, also known as Special K, used at a lot of raves, might help alcoholics cut back. I hate using the term alcoholics, but that's what the headlines say. And it's basically somebody who drinks very heavily and needs alcohol every day. They're addicted to alcohol. And they found that just a single dose of ketamine, when combined with therapy, lowers alcohol use by, quote, rewriting the memories of drinking that make alcoholics drink too much. They say a group of British researchers, according to Fox News, looked at 90 beer lovers with, quote, hazardous, harmful drinking patterns, who were known to actually drink about 30 pints a week. Now, I want to look up how many ounces, like an 8-ounce, I think one 8-ounce beer a day is supposed to be the cap for a woman, 2 for a guy. So ounces are, oh, wait a second, I need to do pint to ounce. Let me see what they say. Yeah, 16 ounces. Okay. So, if somebody is having 30 pints, That's 60 drinks a week. That's bad. Your liver's fried. So participants were given a glass of beer and told they could drink it after looking at rating a series of images of other beverages like orange juice, beer, wine, and soft drinks. The researchers then gave some of the people a small dose of ketamine. And ketamine has an effect on people's memories. It kind of is an amnestic. It makes you forget. By day 10 of the study, the people who were given ketamine, combined with memory therapy, saw reductions in their urge to drink and drank less alcohol. Whoa. Those given the ketamine have their weekly alcohol consumption over 9 months. Researchers said this could completely change the way alcohol treatment is conducted. They say we found that heavy drinkers experience a long-term improvement after a very quick and simple experimental treatment. They say learning is at the heart of why people become addicted to drugs or alcohol. Essentially, the drug hijacks the brain, the built-in reward learning system, so that you end up associating environmental triggers with the drug. These produce an exaggerated desire. So, like, you might hear somebody pour a soda, and you're like, okay, I want to drink alcohol. Or you might see a beer commercial. Or you like that Bud Light, right? Bud Light Platinum. You know, and you might then see the, you might see a knight in shining armor. Think of the Bud Light Platinum commercial and then want a drink. See? You know, it's interesting. Alcohol addiction, right? We talk about the vaping epidemic. Alcohol is an epidemic. Nobody talks about it, but it is. I mean, we'll talk about drunk driving and we'll talk about teenage drinking and things like that. But it's been talked about for so many years that it's kind of exhausted in the media. And, you know, I look at these commercials. That Bud Light Platinum, I know that appeals to kids. It's blue. It's sleek. You know, they make it funny. We only have two turns. I mean, they make the commercials funny. It doesn't really appeal to the middle-agers. I think it appeals to the kids. You got a big, you know, big knight in, you know, shining armor, you know, and, you know, going back and forth with the guy that drinks the king that drinks a Bud Light, you know, it attracts kids. Budweiser and the horses, the commercials with the horses, too. So, you know, somebody could say that the alcohol companies are marketing to the kids. I am really fascinated to see what happens with Juul. Not that I'm here to defend them. But I'd like to see what the line is or what the definition is of advertising to kids. Because when I was a kid, I liked adult things. So if I saw a, you know, 25-year-old supermodel smoke, I'd be like, okay, that's cool. Does that mean that they marketed to me as a kid? It could be. Kids think adult stuff is cool. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It is cold. And this bomb cyclone, I just can't think of a more, I guess, scary name for a weather pattern. They say the bomb cyclone is hitting the Northwest. I thought the bomb cyclone was supposed to hit the Midwest. Somebody explain that to me. But Minnesota is getting a swath. There's a swath means big, doesn't it? Take a swath? No, a swatch. A swatch, like a swatch of fabric, is tiny. Well, it's not tiny. Apparently, southern Minnesota may get 12 inches or more. Two major winter storms are disrupting the travel plans of millions of Americans headed to Thanksgiving Day. Some of are saying, praise the Lord, I don't have to see the in-laws. But others are like, no, I really need to get to the in-laws. All right? We'll talk about the in-laws in the next segment. Those living in the western two-thirds of the country have been hit with up to 30 inches of snow. They fall in Colorado and are called a bomb cyclone, pummeling the Northwest. They say the deteriorating conditions have forced the closure of interstates and canceled flights. 55 million people are expected to travel. I'm going to travel, but not till tomorrow, because tonight I'm going to go and see Mariah Carey. Woohoo! Yay! All I want for Christmas is you. I am going to be singing my tail off. Can't wait. They say the first storm front was moving across the upper Midwest. It was forecast to clobber parts of Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota with about a foot of snow, according to Daily Mail. Gusts of up to 50 miles per hour, making travel difficult, if not impossible. They also warned of winds up to 60 miles per hour. We're almost, that's like tropical storm speed. And rainstorms across a wide swath. Yeah, there's that word again. I like it because my lisp doesn't come out. Swath. Of the central U.S., from western Texas up through Missouri and into Ohio on Wednesday. Millions hit the roads and board airplanes for the holiday. Now, second storm is pushing towards Oregon and Northern California. It's going to be damaging winds, coastal flooding, heavy mountain snows of up to 4 feet. This front was also expected to dump rain. And there might be flash floods across Southern California. That's where I'm going. I'm going to Southern California. More than a foot of snow is forecast in parts of Wisconsin. Number of schools have already canceled classes in the state. Heavy snow and high winds caused worsening travel conditions. So this is a historic, unprecedented storm with hurricane-force winds. Hurricane-force winds have to be about 74 miles per hour. That'd be a Category 1. So Interstate 5 is one of the big interstates in California that goes up and down from north to south. There's a 100-mile stretch that was closed, 100 miles closed in both directions on Wednesday. Snowfall forced closure between Eureka and Redding after vehicles spun along the road. I don't know if you guys have ever been in California. I don't know if you've ever been in traffic on the most beautiful day of the year. You are stuck for hours in traffic when the weather is nice. Imagine 100 miles of road closure. That's what I really, really like about the GPS. You know, I know people think that we're all over-dependent. I think we're over-dependent on electronics and stuff. But the one thing I really, really like, I just really, really dig, is the GPS and how it knows where the traffic is. Probably by satellites. It shows everybody's watching. But it's like, it'll tell me where the fastest route is. And I used to have to listen to traffic and hope, I don't know how I lived years ago, and now they just tell me where to bypass, and I'm like, how do they know? And you know what I really don't know? These GPSs are right to the minute. When they say you're going to arrive in 11 minutes, they're right, they're correct. I don't know how they do that. And I'm like, well, don't they know that I speed, or don't they know that I might drive in the exit lane just to bypass the traffic and then hop back in? Yeah, I do that. I do that. Don't tell anybody on the road. So don't they know? But I do that to try to beat the GPS clock. But you know what I think happens? You know why I think they're always right? Because they always adjust. I one time just stared at it the whole time. I was in the passenger side. And I told my husband, okay, drive. It says we're going to be there in 22 minutes. Okay? And I'm going to watch. And I stared at it, and it would drop. It would go from 21, 20, 19. I'm like, whoa. It dropped from 20 to 19 super fast. That wasn't a whole minute. So every time you keep looking at it, it has the most accurate time when you're going to be there. And so that's why you always make it on time, because it adjusts. So there's a winter storm warning just north of La Crosse to northeast Wisconsin. Bayfield, Ashland, Iron County, snowfalls could reach as high as 20 inches. Snow is falling super fast in Minnesota, 12 inches or more. Like 12 inches, that's, well, just a foot. 35 flights have been canceled to Minneapolis, St. Paul. Darn, I was going to visit GCN. I was going to visit Jason and Daniel. Oh, I was going to be like, what's up? Nah, I can't. Another 60 flights delayed. Minnesota's Twin Cities hard hit. Kansas roads completely covered. People in Missouri are out of power. Thousands are in Utah. A state trooper was forced to dive over a barrier to avoid a car after it lost control in icy conditions. The moment was caught on dash cam. Whoa. Whoa. Oh, that's some scary stuff. I'm watching it right now. Sorry. I wasn't expecting to see that. He's okay. But yeah, the car just starts coming. That's some fast thinking. All right. So for those of you guys that are about to head out, just like I said, pack your patience. That's what everybody says, pack your patience. I hate that term, pack my patience. I don't want to be patient. I want to be grumpy. But, how you have to look at it. Okay, the way you got to get through Thanksgiving, we're going to talk about the in-laws and stuff in the next segment. But, everybody's in a hurry to get to where they need to go on Thanksgiving. What? Think of the person you hate the most that's going to be there. And then tell yourself, you know what, we're just taking time off the clock. We're just making Thanksgiving shorter and shorter and shorter. And then what you could do is you could say, oh, man, traffic was so bad. And there was so, much, traffic at the airport that I better leave a few hours earlier so that, because look how late we were coming in. You could probably shave off a whole half day if you wanted, pretending you had to go to the airport early. Southwest Airlines canceled 200 flights. I think 491 flights in and out of Denver were canceled. 700 flights delayed on Tuesday. You guys need to know about this. You better check. Just expect your flight to be delayed or canceled. So this is why, do we really, maybe we just need to redo Thanksgiving. Am I the only one that finds this ridiculous? You spend all this time, you spend all this money. And trust me, a Thanksgiving flight is expensive. Just for it to possibly get canceled. Maybe do Thanksgiving a different day. That's the problem. You have all these people at once converging onto airports. Forecasters say 21 million people from the West Coast to the Great Lakes are under winter weather advisories. Southern California and Arizona are under flash flood watches, 17 million. I don't understand what we're doing. They say there was a 60-car pileup along Interstate 90 near Spokane, Washington. A 60-car pileup. Why are you doing this? I know you want to see your family. Maybe if you saw your family more often, you wouldn't have to sit there and be stuck in a pileup. I don't know. Fort Collins, Colorado snowboarder Tyler Lugo was filmed being pulled along a car in the snow on Monday. He said, we just love to ride anything, so when we can't ride electric longboards, it's the next best thing. All right. So, look, make fun. Have fun with it. School districts, a lot of schools started closing. Most schools are closed this week, whether it's weather or whether it's travel plans. Many residents are being told just to stay off. Egan is supposed to get 7.5 inches, 7.8 inches of snow. All right, guys. Well, stay safe out there. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.